Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Master inventor Thomas Edison once made an observation that seems to me mostly to be true. He said that 5% of people actually think, 10% of people think that they think, and the other 85% of people would rather die than think. Governments take advantage of people's fear of thinking for themselves. Stated flat out, government officials lie. They practice deception in every which way you can imagine. In some instances, government officials simply don't say anything when they really should. Other times, they bury the truth within other information so that people cannot separate what is important from what is a smokescreen. Then there are government statistics. If you think government statistics are telling you the truth, think again. Here are a few examples. 8 years ago, the U.S. government changed its calculation of gross domestic product by adding categories not used by any other government to report the statistic. The change in methodology artificially increased subsequent reported data about 3% above how it used to be calculated. Early in Bill Clinton's presidency, the Bureau of Labor Statistics changed its methodology on calculating the unemployment rate to eliminate several categories of people that used to be counted as unemployed. Ever since, the reported unemployment rates have been about 3 points lower than the former methodology would show. The Consumer Price Index is skewed so that it does not include components that more accurately reflect rising prices. Therefore, this data deliberately understates increases in consumer prices. But guess what? By understating increases in consumer prices, the government does not have to pay as much in Social Security benefits. The important question to ask is, why would government officials want to lie to the public? Unfortunately, serving the people is, too often, not the motivation of politicians and bureaucrats. Getting re-elected or expansion of political power is more important than anything that might benefit citizens and taxpayers. Using various forms of sneaky deception is often the easy path for government officials to achieve their real goals of keeping and adding political power. Sadly, when many people want to be told what to think, government officials will do so. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.